Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Wilbanks, W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S, today 7/29/22. She was born 6/20/65. And by the way, Miss Wilbanks is also was seen 7/29/22, which is today. That's the patient before, and her date of birth is 10/3/63. Miss Wilbanks' date of birth is 10/3/63. Please go back and put that on the last chart. Okay. Patient, chief complaint, I have a lump on my neck. Patient is a 57-year-old gentleman, very active. He works in the oil business. He also takes care of his wife, who's got end-stage liver disease on transplant list, period. And he paragraphed, because of that, he's lost about 8 pounds, but he's concerned about what looks like a lipoma over the C-spine. T67 is not painful, freely movable, and not getting any bigger, but his uncle, he remembers, had a tumor on his spine that he let it go, and then the tentacles took over his spine, in quotation, and he's quite concerned that that might be the case at this time as well. In paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, increased triglycerides, and DJD. Period. Immunization is up to date per COVID. Medication list reviewed, which includes lisinopril, pantoprazole, Lovazo, indomethacin. He takes indomethacin very infrequently. He's on Lovazo, has not had any blood work done on Lovazo. That's definitely due. He needs to do it ASAP, fasting, maybe on Monday. Today's already Friday. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. Only surgery he's had is wrist surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. They live in a farm type situation, so he's very active outside and there's a lot of running around. Because of that, he's lost weight and he's going to have blood work done regarding also the weight loss and also on a yearly basis. Family history, no colon cancer reported. Dad died of asbestos. Mom has high blood pressure, coronary artery disease. COVID immunization is up to date. Colonoscopy not done. I recommended doing ColoGuard because he will not do the colonoscopy in big letters. At one time, also new paragraph, at one time patient took Crestor. It's important to mention for his high cholesterol, but he could not take that because of severe muscle spasm. On exam, he weighs 204 pounds, down 8 pounds, 98%, 96.4, 16, 135 over 82, pulse 90. Odd positives, home positives, the lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rational, mucosal, with anesthesia, logical, non-focal, or extremely shows no democlonic cyanosis. Patient does have what looks like a 3.19 centimeter by 1.0 centimeter mass over the C-spine, as was described in ultrasound. Number one, this appears, the appearance of the mass is very it's most consistent with lipoma. Number two, because of his family history, nevertheless, we're going to have Dr. Walker take a look at this and remove it in toto. Next number on Lovazo needs blood work ASAP. Next number, it's been over 2 years since he had some blood work. He goes, he sees us at MD Anderson, not because of cancer, but because his work sends him there for physical, and he hasn't had blood work either place. Next number, he needs a colonoscopy, but I'm not interested. I'm going to send him for a ColoGuard. Next number, weight loss, diet, and exercise discussed, but patient's doing great with his activity level. Next number, weight's down 8 pounds. Recheck next month. Next number, check thyroid. Next number, check PSA. Next number, cannot take any type of statin, so he's taking Lovazo for triglycerides. That needs to be checked. Next number, we looked at his neck via ultrasound and his to make sure there's no evidence of lymphadenopathy anywhere else, and none was found. Next number, thyroid looks the same as before. Next number, we looked at his heart with history of hypertension. Compared it to 2 years ago when he had that done, it was within normal limits, no change. Next number, lower and upper extremity was done. Ultrasound was done because of aches and pains here and there. And PVD from previous ultrasound follow-up shows no evidence of PVD or worsening findings. Next number, we looked at his abdomen because of gastroesophageal reflux to make sure he hasn't developed any gallstones or any other causes for his pain. None was found. Next number, Next number findings will discuss with patient at length. Next number will have patients send in for a Cologuard and do that on an outpatient basis, since he will not do the colonoscopy and his average risk for colon cancer. Thank you.